Catholic League denounces spike in anti-Catholic incidents. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 9, 2022. Catholic League President Bill Donahue reported Monday on a worrisome increase in anti-Catholic acts both at home and abroad. The recent flurry of anti-Catholic incidents at home and abroad is a disturbing reminder of how deeply entrenched this genre of bigotry is. Dr. Donahue observed, and while these incidents are not part of a coordinated conspiracy, they are all driven by left-wing players. Noteworthy among the areas of concern is Canada, which has witnessed a massive 260% rise in anti-Catholic hate crimes just between 2020 and 2021, Donahue writes. Churches have been burned to the ground, stained glass windows have been smashed and acts of desecration have taken place. Many of these crimes are a reaction to false news reports alleging the discovery of mass graves of Indigenous children on Catholic grounds, Donahue continues. Despite the fact that these stories have been proven completely untrue, the damage that these lies have caused is considerable. Another site of increasing anti-Catholic animus is Nicaragua, where Daniel Ortega's communist dictatorship has targeted Bishop Rolando Alvarez of the Diocese of Matagalpa, who has been denied entrance to his church, Donahue writes, and riot police have closed off the road outside his house, forcing him to say Mass at his residence. In the United States, much of the anti-Catholic incidents have been driven by the abortion lobby, which is still smarting from the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade in June. For example, pro-abortion protesters crashed a big Catholic event at the Napa Institute in California, Donahue states, interrupting the proceedings screaming, "Get your rosaries off our ovaries." This past weekend, pro-abortion protesters also showed up at the Basilica of St. Patrick's Old Cathedral in downtown New York City, where at least five were arrested for harassing churchgoers. These events compound the dozens of incidents of domestic terrorism involving violent attacks on Catholic churches and crisis pregnancy centers, Donahue notes, which has elicited no response from U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. Bigotry against any demographic group, religious or secular, should be condemned by everyone. Regrettably, members of the ruling class appear to be selectively interested in doing so, Donahue concludes. Follow at Williams Rome.